Olenka, the daughter of the retired collegiate assessor Plemyanikov, was sitting in her back porch, lost in thought. It was hot. The flies were persistent and teasing, and it was pleasant to reflect that it would soon be evening. Dark rain clouds were gathering from the east, and bringing from time to time a breath of moisture in the air. Kukin, who was the manager of an open-air theater called the Tivoli, and who lived in the lodge, was standing in the middle of the garden, looking at the sky.
"Again," he observed despairingly. "It's going to rain again. Rain every day, as though to spite me. I might as well hang myself. It's ruin, fearful losses every day."
He flung up his hands and went on, addressing Olenka.
"There. That's the life we lead, Olga Semyonovna. It's enough to make one cry. One works and does one's utmost. One wears oneself out, getting no sleep at night, and racks one's brain what to do for the best. And then what happens? To begin with, one's public is ignorant, boorish. I give them the very best operetta, a dainty mask, first-rate music hall artists. But do you suppose that's what they want? They don't understand anything of that sort. They want a clown. What they ask for is vulgarity. And then look at the weather. Almost every evening it rains. It started on the 10th of May and kept it up all May and June. It's simply awful. The public doesn't come, but I've to pay the rent just the same, and pay the artists."
The next evening the clouds would gather again, and Kukin would say, with an hysterical laugh,
"Well, rain away then. Flood the garden, drown me. Damn my luck in this world and the next. Let the artists have me up. Send me to prison, to Siberia, the scaffold."
And next day, the same thing. Olenka listened to Kukin with silent gravity, and sometimes tears came into her eyes. In the end, his misfortunes touched her. She grew to love him. He was a small, thin man with a yellow face and curls combed forward on his forehead. He spoke in a thin tenor. As he talked, his mouth worked on one side, and there was always an expression of despair on his face. Yet he aroused a deep and genuine affection in him.